The largest sovereign wealth fund in the world is moving away from fossil fuels. Norway's parliament voted on Friday to sell off many of its stocks in coal over concerns about climate change. It is the biggest institution to do that, and it comes despite the fact that Norway is a big oil and gas producer. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Jill.
Good afternoon.
And this movement to divest from these kinds of things has gotten popular on some college campuses. But what do you make of this choice by Norway? Is this starting to get some wider traction?
It is. I mean, it sort of feels like such a paradox. As you said, you know, because Norway is a big oil and gas producer, it feels funny to say, oh, we're going to draw the line, but it starts at coal, not at the thing that we really care about. But, you know, this has started a few years ago, and sort of like the divestiture around South African investments, it started on college campuses a few years ago. We saw French insurer AXA saying that it would do so. Rockefeller family, also a bit in the fossil fuel industry, also said that they are going to begin with getting rid of any coal-related investments from their Rockefeller Brothers fund, the philanthropic arm of the Rockefeller family.
And some of these endowments and funds that have decided not to do what Norway is doing have said, look, this is complex. It's not clear that if we divest, it's going to affect the industry. And frankly, if the point of this thing is to make money and these things are making money, then why are we getting out of that game?
You know, look, this is the great rationalization that every investor makes. And we've all done it from time to time. We draw the line at a whatever place feels okay for us. And then we say, you know what, I'll just make as much money as I can on my investments, whether it be tobacco or something awful in my portfolio, and I'll just give my money away. And a lot of people believe that is true. I think this is interesting, though. I know it's been called symbolic, but, you know, that is often how the South African divestment movement started. I remember it started on my campus, you know, Northeastern University, and it was poo-pooed by the administration, and 2 years later, they were divested. So I think we have to be careful before we just simply dismiss it. I actually think that there could be some legs here.
I didn't realize you were a Husky.
Not that one.
Okay, so
I went Bruin, University. I should say very proudly, Brown University,
where we
sat in the main green and protested.
A school in the Northeast.
Yes.
Okay, not Northeastern. Okay, there's another piece of news I just want to get your thoughts on, Jill, and that is from a very large fund, California Public Employee Retirement System, or CalPERS. They are cutting ties with private equity and real estate firms that handle their investments. What's going on there?
This is fabulous, actually, because CalPERS is huge. It's $305 billion, right? And they pay massive amounts of fees to all different types of investment managers. Well, you know what? They looked at it and they had somewhere over a few hundred years ago, they now have 212 different external funds. They're going to reduce that to 100 different funds. Now, they're not getting out of the private equity business. They're just saying, let's get rid of the poor performers or the expensive ones. Right now, they are paying 0.34% a year to have their money managed. Now, none of us could get that deal with these private equity funds. They have a lot of money, right? But they want to drop it down to 0.25%, a quarter of a percent. We'll see if they can do it. I love the idea that they're actually finally looking at fees. Good for them and good for people who actually are investing in general. Look at those fees and get that money from those investment managers.
Well, and 0.34 makes a big difference when you're talking about the kind of money that they've got in there. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thanks so much.
Take care.